KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly clear skies and 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office Monday reported the arrest on Saturday of 50-year-old Roger Lee Weimer of Council Bluffs. Weimer was taken into custody at around 5:30 p.m. on Highway 34 and Ingram Avenue on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's officials said also there were two accidents over the holiday weekend in Mills County. At around 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, a 2011 Malibu, driven by Kavonia Furman of Omaha, was traveling south on 221st Street and around a corner toward Deacon Road when she lost control of the car after she was blinded by the bright lights of an oncoming vehicle. When Furman's car went onto the right shoulder of the road, she overcorrected. The vehicle crossed the center line and went into the east ditch and collided with the embankment. Furman was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. And at around 8:35 a.m. Friday, a woman lost control of her 2005 Chevy after it hit a patch of ice on a Highway 34 bridge just east of 295th Street in Mills County. The car, driven by Andrea Weston of Red Oak, was traveling westbound when it started to slide. A witness said that after hitting the frost, Weston overcorrected, sending the vehicle across the center line before it made contact with a guardrail on the south side of the bridge. Weston was also transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson. Officials with Dedder Motor Company in Atlantic and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have announced a deadline to nominate individuals for the 14th annual Athena Award in Atlantic has been extended to this Friday, December the 5th. The award will be presented on Saturday, January 17th at the Cass County Community Center. It's given to an exceptional individual who has achieved excellence in his or her business profession, has served the community in a meaningful way, and has assisted women in their attainment of professional goals and leadership skills. Anyone interested in nominating an individual can pick up a nomination packet at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 102 Chestnut Street or by visiting www.atlanticiowa.com. And once again, nominations are due by this Friday. Well, there's a good chance of a December that's actually warmer than the November we just finished, according to state climatologist Harry Hilliker, who says it was a particularly chilly November and the snowiest November Iowa's seen in 23 years.
Temperatures for the state running about 7 degrees below normal. Coldest November since 1996, and actually ranks 7th coldest November among 142 years of record. So pretty unusual to see November this cold.
Now, the average high for the month of November here in Atlantic was 41 degrees. Our average low was 18. The warmest day was on November 5th when we hit 63 degrees. The lowest temperature was 3 degrees on the 14th. The normal average high for a November in Atlantic is 46 degrees. The normal average low around 27. Some Iowans love the snow, but many of us were displeased at the amount of flakes that fell during the month, especially since it's still technically still fall until December 21st.
On the snowfall end of things, kind of surprised when I looked these numbers up, but actually our snowiest November since 1991 for a statewide average, averaging 5.0 inches of snow, which is about double the usual amount for November.
Snowfall for the month in Atlantic amounted to 3.9 inches, which when melted and combined with rainfall totaled 45 hundredths or just under a half an inch of liquid precipitation. The largest amount of snow fell here on November 15th when we received 2.5 inches. The normal precipitation for the month is 1.85. Hilliker says this month could bring some warmer weather to the state. The month could also end up being above normal for precipitation. He cautions even with the prediction it will be warmer than normal, it still may be cold enough to snow, and with the above normal precipitation prediction, that could mean a very snowy December. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to experience the magic of Christmas at Santa's Cabin this Thursday, December the 4th, from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. You can share your holiday wishes with Santa while observing his new chair, which was hand-built by local resident Steve Livengood. Santa's Cabin will be open every Thursday from 5:30 until 7:30 through December 18th. It's sponsored by the Atlantic Rotary Club. The cabin will also be open on Saturdays, December 6th from 3 to 5 p.m., December 13th and 20th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. You can enjoy a stroll down Chestnut Street as well by a horse-drawn carriage on Saturdays all this month, sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Wells Fargo. December the 6th from 3 to 5 p.m. and December 13th and 20th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. For more information, contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The governor of, or the office, rather, of Governor Terry Branstad on Monday announced that United States Senator-elect Joni Ernst has submitted her formal resignation from the Iowa Senate. Ernst, who was elected to the U.S. Senate on November the 4th, delivered her letter of resignation on Friday. Her resignation was effective immediately. Now, the governor has ordered a special election for the Iowa State Senate District 12, which will be held on Tuesday, December 30th. District 12 includes Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, and Taylor counties. Iowa code outlines the authority given to the governor to set a special election. Governor Branstad says he's praising Governor Chris Christie's veto of a ban on crates for sows, but says the New Jersey Republicans' action wasn't influenced by the 2016 Iowa caucuses. On Monday, Branstad called Christie's veto on Friday of legislation outlawing gestation crates a good decision. Branstad said the veto allows farmers to protect young pigs from being crushed by heavy sows. New Jersey has few hogs, but Iowa raises more than 20 million hogs annually. Some argue that Christie's veto was influenced by Iowa's early voting status. Christie is weighing a bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Branstad, a Republican, says he has discussed the issue with Christie but doesn't think politics factored into the matter. Branstad said, quote, "I give him credit for listening." The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.